For the fourth and final time this year, the Oilers and the Seattle Kraken here in the regular season. Good afternoon, Cam Boone, along with Bob Stauffer, Reed Wilkins, Rob Brown, Jack Michaels, Brendan Escott. We're the Oilers Radio Network. Go to our Coventry home starting lineup. For Edmonton up front, Connor McDavid with Evander Kane and Zach Hyman. On defense, Matthias Ekholm and Evan Bouchard. In goal, it's Stuart Skinner. For the Kraken up front, Yanni Gourde with Ellie Tolvanen and Oliver Bjorkstrand. On defense, Vince Dunn and Adam Larson. Philip Grubauer starts in net. Celebrate the opening of the new Oilers Fan Cave. Visit any Coventry show home for a chance to win some great prizes. Coventry Homes, a preferred builder of the Edmonton Oilers. Referees, Tom Chmielewski and Furman South. The linesmen, Trent Knorr and Dan Kelly. We drop the puck. We're underway here at the Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle. Ekholm inside the Oiler end. On the left wing side for Kane, and he's able to get it up to the line. Tolvanen's going to keep it in only for a moment, taken away by McDavid. Into the Seattle zone, poked off his stick, and it goes right down to Grubauer. He'll cover it up. Puck cleared up the right wing, and it's Hyman into the Seattle zone, across to Kane. He'll shoot, scores! Evander Kane fires it to the net. It goes five hole, and it's 1-0 Edmonton. Back to the blue line for Schultz. To Eberle, off the left wing, out into the slot. Gourde will shoot it. Glove save made by Skinner. He holds onto it. Yanni Gourde with a one-timer from the left side, but in the high slot. Morgan at his own blue line to Susie through the middle off the stick. Schwartz, it goes into their end. Eberle centering pass off the stick of Skinner. It just goes wide of the net. Gets out near the slot. Beniers is out to Dunn. He scores. Vince Dunn got it in the slot. He goes high to the glove side on Skinner. This game's tied at one. To the Oiler end on the right wing. Yanni Gourde to the right corner. Nurse to take him out on the end boards. Bjorkstrand gets the loose puck into the slot. Oh, off the post. What a chance for Tolvanen. He wired that off the post. Here's Ryan to center ice. He'll dump it in. It's a battle on that left side. Nugent Hopkins gains control. Cycles it, looking for Draisaitl. That gets broken up, comes back to Nugent Hopkins. Left wing corner for Leon Draisaitl. Out to Nugent Hopkins on the left side in front. Scores! Kyler Yamamoto on the feed from Nugent Hopkins. And the Oilers have a 2-1 lead. Adam Larson at the top of the circle, kept in by McDavid. Right wing corner now to Hyman. Behind the net for McDavid. Takes it over to the left, looks in front, goes to Ekholm, his one-timer, and that one was blocked. Hit Yanni Gourde. McDavid over to Kane, scores! Evander Kane makes it 3-1, Oilers. Looking for McCann on the right wing. Goes into the right wing corner of the Oilers zone. Gets it up to the high slot, and it's Eberle to the right corner. McCann off the right wing boards, over to Eberle on the left side. Eberle now will go towards the net. He'll shoot, scores! Jordan Eberle off the left wing. Just got it through the pads of Skinner. And the Oiler lead cut to 3-2. On the right wing, it's Eberle to get it out to Beniers. Got McCann with him in over the Oiler line. Left side to McCann. He'll shoot it off the stick of Bouchard and turning it on the right wing. Ekholm will get it out. To McDavid into the Seattle zone right wing. Trying to get it across to Bouchard. It goes to Hyman. Scores! Zach Hyman! The stick side on Jones, and the Oilers have a 4-2 lead. Dumped into the Oilers zone. Nurse around the boards and out. Center ice. Donato. Oh, here we go. Costin. The gloves off with John Hayden just inside the Oiler blue line. They hook up. Oh, not quite. They're ready to hook up. Now they have Costin with a big right over the top. Hayden tries to throw and it doesn't connect. They're spinning around as Costin's trying to find a good grip. Down to the ice they go. Clean Costin and John Hayden get into it here in the second period.
That kind of came out of nowhere.
Like sure did. I don't know what brought that on at all.
All right.
7:45 to go in the second period. It hasn't been an overly physical affair. Oh. There hasn't been a lot of stuff after the whistles.
Hayden has gone off here.
I don't know if he had an equipment malfunction of some sort, because they're neither are worse for wear.
I mean, they just spun and spun and spun. Is that affectionately known as the spin cycle?
Yeah, I think it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Puck goes to the end boards. Matthias Janmark up the left wing. It's just going to bring it out for Edmonton. Now cut to the middle at center. And over the Seattle line, he's going to go to the net, and his pass just broken up.
What a play by Janmark.
Otherwise, Fogle would have been in all alone. Alexiak in over the Oiler line to Gord. Across, shot, scores. Bjorkstrand was right in the slot. And he cuts the Oiler lead to 4-3. Dunn will get it to the line. Off of McDavid, it stays in. Dunn with another chance. Tries the left side, got it out. Beniers at center. Into the Oiler end, taken out by CeCe. What a hit by CeCe. He crunched Matty Beniers, and the puck sent out to the neutral zone. Just missing, that was Wennberg. Now here's Tolvanen, fanned on his one-timer, stick craters. And the puck at the side of the Oiler net, loose puck, and it's covered up by Skinner. Only for, he covered it for about half a second. Then the whistle went. The Oilers get a little fortunate there. Dunn hacks it to the right wing corner, goes after it. Laid it behind the net. Kulak, nice job to get it to Draisaitl. He'll get it out to Kane. Penalty is over. Kane in over the line on the left side. He'll shoot. Scores! The hat trick goal for Evander Kane. Off the post and in. The Oilers are up 5-3. Get to center ice for Nugent Hopkins. In over the Seattle line. Left wing to Ekholm. Rims hard on the right. Draisaitl pulled it off the boards. Good job to keep it in. Tanev was on him. He comes down the right wing. Goes to the right wing corner. To McDavid on the left side. The blue line for Ekholm. Bring it to the middle of the ice. Now to McDavid. He'll pull it down the left wing. Scores! Connor McDavid under the pad of Jones.
What a shot.
A power play goal.
What a shot.
Oilers up 6-3. Now to Schwartz, back to the blue line for Larson. Schwartz on the right wing. Right side to Wennberg. Back to Schwartz. Winds up. His shot and a right pad saved by Skinner. He'll cover that up. On the right wing to Alexiak inside the Edmonton zone. Got away from Draisaitl. Right wing corner to Geeky. Out front. Scores. Tolvanen got the shot from the slot. Oiler lead is narrowed to 6-4. The puck at center ice. Knocked back in by Bjorkstrand. Skinner will stop it. Skinner's got a net. He's going to shoot it. And gloved at center ice by Tolvanen. Of course, Skinner scoring a goal in the WHL with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. On the right wing, Tolvanen on the right wing. Point. He'll shoot it. Tip wide. The game's over. The Edmonton Oilers get the victory here this afternoon over Seattle. 6-4 the final. And Edmonton pulls 3 points ahead of the Kraken in the Pacific Division.
Well, at the end of the day, it wasn't a brilliant Oilers performance in no way, shape, or form. But the reality is they were the far more opportunistic team. They had a big performance from Evander Kane, Connor McDavid, and Leon Draisaitl. Those guys combined for 9 points in this hockey game. And ended up being a real good win for Edmonton.
Really was. The Edmonton Oilers winning 6-4 here over the Seattle Kraken.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.